This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Russian President Vladimir Putin is meeting in Sochi with visiting Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan for talks on Syria. The talks come just hours before a five-day ceasefire between Turkish troops and Syrian Kurdish fighters is set to expire. Meanwhile, Baghdad says U.S. troops leaving Syria can't stay in Iraq for long. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Iraq says it's the Iraqi Kurdish regional government in Erbil who gave the American troops permission to enter Iraq on condition they are later shipped out. Military chiefs stress the Americans have not been granted permission to stay in the country. This position appears to contradict Defense Secretary Mark Esper, who said under the current plan, all U.S. troops leaving Syria will go to western Iraq, while military units focus on any Islamic State group remnants. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The number of residual U.S. forces in Afghanistan now stands at roughly 12,000 soldiers. That figure comes after the top American commander in Afghanistan, General Austin Scott Miller, revealed the size of U.S. troop forces in the country has quietly been reduced by 2,000 over the last year. He told visiting U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper that even if the troop size is eventually reduced down to 8,600, it will not undermine the U.S. mission in Afghanistan. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has failed to form a new government following last month's inconclusive parliamentary election. His centrist rival, Benny Gantz, will now try to put together a majority coalition of lawmakers and become the country's new leader. Netanyahu, already the Jewish state's longest-serving premier, was trying for a fifth term as prime minister. But Netanyahu told Israel's president that he was unable to form a majority in the Knesset by joining in a unity government with Gantz's party. From Washington, this is VOA News. European Council President Donald Tusk told EU lawmakers that he is discussing British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's request for an extension of the October 31st Brexit deadline with the leaders of the other 27 member states. Reuters Maya Wormsley reports.
European Council President Donald Tusk said on Tuesday that the bloc would soon make a call on Britain's request for a Brexit delay. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson failed to get his deal through Parliament on Saturday and was then forced by his opponents to reluctantly, and with a mere unsigned photocopy, ask for more time. In a sign of the frustrations felt in Brussels, European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker made his feelings clear.
In truth, it has pained me to spend so much of this mandate dealing with Brexit, when I have thought of nothing less than how this union could do better for its citizens.
Later on Tuesday, British lawmakers will vote on the 115-page withdrawal agreement bill and then on the government's extremely tight timetable for approving the required legislation.
That's Reuters' Maya Wormsley reporting. Congressional investigators are expected to hear today from the top U.S. diplomat in Ukraine. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
Former Army officer William Taylor has been thrust into the center of the impeachment inquiry. He's the one who was texting with two of President Trump's point men on Ukraine, expressing concern about hinging U.S. aid on investigations into the Biden family and other Democratic Party officials. At one point, according to congressional investigators, Taylor wrote it was, quote, crazy to withhold security assistance for help with a political campaign. Taylor was tapped to run the U.S. embassy in Ukraine after Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch was suddenly removed. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau claimed victory early Tuesday morning, winning a second term in the nation's general election after his Liberal Party won enough seats to remain the ruling party. According to the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, Trudeau's Liberals fell short of the necessary 170 seats needed to hold an outright majority in the parliament. Trudeau will have to form a governing coalition with the Progressive New Democrats. Authorities in Bangladesh say they want to start relocating thousands of Rohingya refugees to a Bay of Bengal island soon from crammed camps near the border with Myanmar. Top government administrator Kamal Hussein says they listed 100 families willing to move to the island. The government says it will relocate 100,000 refugees to the island in phases. Major League Baseball's World Series Championship Series begins Tuesday in Houston, Texas, when the hometown Astros face off against the Washington Nationals. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.